Well, here I am on the Windwalker Air Cessna. We're flying over the Grand Canyon, and I've got to say the view is spectacular. I can't really believe how incredible this is. I can't talk much because I can barely hear myself speak, so I'll continue this later. It's brilliant. You've got to do it. Hello and welcome to Jauntcast number 2, direct from the US, and this one is about my trip through the Grand Canyon via bus and also overhead. So I hope you enjoy it. Well, here I am in my hotel room, staying in Holiday Inn in Flagstaff, which is not far from the Grand Canyon. And tomorrow I will be taking a bus tour to the Grand Canyon, so I'm looking forward to that. Today I was in a Cessna flying over the Grand Canyon, and it was fantastic. The noise was so high that you could barely hear yourself, and everyone was wearing headphones or something to reduce the noise. I filmed a lot of it with my video camera, and at the time I was so focused on looking out the window that I really hadn't thought about saying much at all on the tape, even if I could hear myself. So that brief bit that you heard at the beginning is from my trip on the plane. Well, they met me at Amtrak station, and a courtesy bus took me to the mini airport strip, and where there was a brief check-in, and then pay some money, and then onto the Cessna. There was two other people in the plane. I think the Cessna could only take about 4 anyway. So thankfully I had a seat where I could point my video camera out the window. And it started off pretty boring until we got to see all of the Grand Canyon in its majesty. And the video does not do it justice, seriously, because you're only seeing what the lens can capture. You're not seeing what a peripheral vision can get, and it is incredible from up there, and I recommend it to anyone interested in really seeing the Grand Canyon. I was doing this during winter, so you could see a lot of snow still on the ground, but lots of deep reds and yellows and browns. I'm sure someone will put together a multimedia 3D mapped version that people could fly across, but seriously, you've got to do it in person. Now, the trip took about 2 hours, which was pretty good, and if I ever have a chance to take someone else and do it again, then certainly I definitely will. So, and now the bus tour.
Red, purple, yellow, orange, so it kind of looks like a sunset. And when John Wesley Powell explored this area in the 1800s, he saw that up there, and he's the one who named it Sunset Crater. So it's been known to us as Sunset Crater. Now the reason why they know the exact date of this eruption is because there was an Indian tribe that lived at the base of this crater during its eruption. And they used to build their homes not only out of limestone, but they built homes also out of the ponderosa pine tree. And when this volcano here erupted, of course, the lava flow destroyed all villages anywhere nearby this area. And in recent years, within the last 10 years, we've been wanting to find out a little bit more about this Indian tribe that lived down here. We've been finding out a lot about this Indian tribe that we call the Sinawa Indian Tribe.
Well, the bus trip was very interesting. We went to a number of different things. The tour guide had a lot to talk about. But I think some of the things that we did were, you know, part of the industry. We stopped at a lot of tourist places, a lot of souvenir shops. And I thought, well, I mean, it's an okay tour. You know, I'm getting to see what I want to see. But do we really have to stop at another souvenir shop? So I'd say the bus driver was probably getting his commission. So we saw a few things. You got to see the Grand Canyon from, close up, looking over the edge. Got to see the inside of some coffee shops. It was quite cold, but there were some good shots to be had. If you want to see some of the photographs that I took, there's small images at neilhogan.com. That's N-E-I-L-H-O-G-A-N. So check it out. There's even a lot of different shaped rocks that have names. And one of the rocks that we had a special trip to was called Duck Rock. And apparently Duck Rock looked more like a duck 100 years ago, but because of pollution and erosion, it's looking less and less like a duck and more like a pile of stones on top of each other. Even so, souvenir shops. I bought a really nice t-shirt with a wolf on it that was apparently hand-painted. So that was cool. There was this very tall observatory, and when you walk into it and you walk around it, there's all these different Indian paintings on the walls and multicultural paintings and all sorts of stuff as you reach the top, and then you look out these tiny little wind holes to see the Grand Canyon from up high. And anyone who's scared of heights, I would not recommend going up there, but it was very interesting nonetheless. We also went to an IMAX theater and watched a movie that talked about the Grand Canyon and showed it more in detail, and that was pretty good too. That was worth seeing. But then there was the trip back and more souvenir shops. I met a nice German girl there, and we went and had a coffee at one of the coffee shops. And afterwards, we went to a bar, but because I didn't have my passport with me, I couldn't prove I was 21 because I look quite young for my age. And I was quite surprised because in Australia, it's 18 you can go into the bars. And I hadn't been asked for ID at Australian bars since I was 20, so I'd never thought about it. So 21, and I'm like 22. 21, and they're saying, where's your passport? So it was a little bit embarrassing that I wanted to take this girl to the bar and I couldn't buy her a drink. I could only buy her coffee. So for those people interested in that sort of thing, no, nothing happened. So Flagstaff was a great experience, and I thoroughly recommend it. I went to some of the shops around Flagstaff too, and there was this great shop that sold lots of dinosaur things. So I bought several dinosaur postcards, which is pretty cool. That's it. And tomorrow I'm heading off to onto Chicago, and because there's no stops on the way, I will be on the train in the same seat for 1.5 days. So that should be exciting. Okay. Well, I hope you enjoyed Jauntcast number 2. Please join us again for Jauntcast number 3, which will be set in Chicago. And don't forget to visit neilhogan.com to see pictures. And also, if you'd like to start your own blog, please visit jauntcast.com. See you in Jauntcast 3.